President John Evans Atta Mills has assured Ivorian refugees in the country that the government will facilitate their safe return to their home country. He said until all arrangements are concluded for them to go, government will continue to guarantee their security. President Mills gave the assurance when the executives of the Association of Ivorian Refugees in the Diaspora, led by his president Benoit Kwame Brown, paid a courtesy call on him at the Castle Lusu.
It is my responsibility to take care of all those who are within the borders of Ghana, and therefore the refugees from Cote d'Ivoire are my responsibility as president. Therefore, I accept the request that you are making that we facilitate your return to Cote d'Ivoire. You have talked about security and other concerns. Let me assure you that my greatest wish is to ensure that each one of you will return home and will be able to continue your pursuing your means of livelihood and living as a full-fledged Ivorian citizen.
On security concerns of the refugees back home, President Mills assured them that President Ouattara is doing everything possible to ensure that they return to Cote d'Ivoire to play active roles in the rebuilding of the country, devoid of fear or discrimination.
I have been talking to President Ouattara, and I want to assure you that his biggest concern is to make sure that he provides an atmosphere which will be active enough to allow you to go back home. Because I know that he doesn't want a situation where even one citizen of Cote d'Ivoire will be forced to live outside La Cote d'Ivoire. I will continue to have discussions with him so that you can return home without any fear for your lives or any fear of harassment or discrimination. I know from my discussion with him that this is something that he doesn't want to happen. He believes that now that the war is over, there is a need to rebuild Cote d'Ivoire. And as he himself confesses, he cannot build Cote d'Ivoire without the people of Cote d'Ivoire. There are so many of you. Some have been top civil servants. And he needs everybody in order to get Cote d'Ivoire going. So much as we regard you as our brothers and sisters, and we want you to stay here for as long as you want, we know that you have a better assignment, a more serious assignment in Cote d'Ivoire. Because you may put up a brave face, but I know that in your quiet moments, you are crying inside you. When can we go back to Cote d'Ivoire? So I want to assure you that I will continue to have discussions with President Ouattara, and I have no doubt whatsoever that he will soon put in place the mechanism for ensuring your safe return to Cote d'Ivoire.
The president of the association, Benoit Kwame Brown, expressed gratitude to the government and people of Ghana for ensuring their peaceful stay in Ghana and returning Cote d'Ivoire to the path of democracy. He said every day Ivorians run to the refugee camps in Ghana because the situation is yet to fully normalize. Mr. Kwame Brown therefore appealed to President Mills to intensify efforts to ensure that the security situation in Cote d'Ivoire is improved. He spoke through an interpreter.
We want to sincerely thank you for everything that you are doing for us.
Le peuple ghanéen en général et vous en particulier, Monsieur le Président.
The Ghanaian people and you in particular, Mr. President.
Vous avez sauvé des milliers de vies humaines en Côte d'Ivoire à travers deux actes majeurs que vous avez posés.
You have really championed a lot of things, including saving millions of lives of Ivorians through two important things that you took. First of all, you made sure that the Ghanaian contingent based in Cote d'Ivoire did not take sides in the conflict in Cote d'Ivoire.
President of the Association of Ivorian Refugees in the Diaspora, Benoit Kwame Brown, speaking through an interpreter.